Okay, we want to continue our series on the heavenly vision.
我们今天要继续交通我们所讲到属天的意象。
Today we come to vision of Solomon.
今天我们来到所罗门的意象。
Let's turn our Bible.
我们请翻到圣经。
First place we read 2 Samuel.
我们翻到撒母耳记下。
Chapter 7, verse 12 to 13.
第七章第十二到十三节。
2 Samuel chapter 7.
撒母耳记下第七章。
And when thy day be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
你受数满足与你列祖同岁的时候，我必使你的后裔接续你的位，我也必坚定他的国，他必为我的名建造殿宇，我必坚定他的国位直到永远。
First King，
我看到列王记上
First King chapter 1 verse 29 through 30
列王记上第一章二十九节。
This is King David's vow.
这是大卫他所立的誓。
And the king vowed and said, As the Lord lives, who has redeemed my life from all distress, surely, as I vow to you by the Lord, the God of Israel, saying,Your son Solomon shall be king after me, and he shall sit on my throne in my place. I will indeed do so this day.
王启示说，我指着救我性命脱离一切苦难永生的耶和华启示，我既然指着耶和华以色列的神向你启示说，你儿子所罗门必接续我作王，坐在我的位上，我今日就必照这话而行。
Chapter 3
第三章
First King Chapter 3 We'll read from verse 5 through 12
列王记上第三章，我们从第五节念到第十二节。
In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream at night, and God said, "Ask what you wish me to give you." Then Solomon said, "Thou hast shown great loving kindness to thy servant David, my father, according."As he walked before thee in truth and righteousness and uprightness of heart towards thee, and thou hast reserved for him this great loving kindness that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. And I will ask the Chinese will read from verse 7.To 8.
我们用中文读第七到第八。Okay. 耶和华我的神啊，如今你使仆人接续我父亲大卫作王，但我是幼童，不知道应当怎样出入。仆人住在你所拣选的民中，这民多得不可胜数。好。
Verse 9. So give thy servant an understanding heart to judge.Thy people to discern between good and evil, for who is able to judge this great people of thine? And it was pleasing in the sight of the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And Chinese.
神对他说，你既然求这事，不为自己求寿求富，也不求灭绝你仇敌的性命，单求智慧可以听颂，我就应允你所求的，赐你聪明智慧，甚至在你以前没有像你的，在你以后也没有像你的，你所没有求的我也赐给你，就是富足尊荣，使你在世的日子列王中没有一个能比你的。
OK, let's turn to Proverbs.
大家请翻到箴言。
Proverbs chapter 4,
箴言第四。
Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7,
第四章第七节。
This is a very important verse. We read carefully between Chinese and English.
这是一个很重要的一个经节，我们注意留心听英文跟中文。
Wisdom is supreme. Therefore, get wisdom.Though it cost all you have, get understanding.
智慧为首，所以要得智慧，在你一切所得之内必得聪明。
My reading was from New International Version.
我刚才所念的是这个国际标准版。
Chapter 9,
第九章
Verse 10.
第十节。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
Okay, we'll read, our reading will stop here.
好，我们今天就读到这里。
We have finished.King David.
我们讲完了大卫王的事。
And King David, in his whole life, he was called by God, the man after my heart.
大卫的一生是被神所称，他这是合神心意的人。
And so, what was the key point being approved by God in his life?
在大卫一生当中，他为神所称许的是什么事情呢？
You will find that his vision bring him the understanding.
你们会发现他的意象就给他带来一个这个了解，这个聪明。
He wants to build the house for the Lord.
他愿意为神造殿。
For that purpose, he conquered Jerusalem.
为了这个原因，他占领了耶路撒冷。
For that purpose, he moved the ark from the forest to Jerusalem.
为了这个目的，他把约柜从森林里头带到耶路撒冷。
He said, "I'm going to build a house for the Lord."
他说我愿意为神来建他的殿。
But God said no.
但神说不要。
That was, I think, the most difficult statement he received from God. He wants to do something for the Lord.God said no.
这就是大卫他所从神那边得到一个他最难接受的一个答案，他要为神做事，但是神说不要。
But he was not discouraged.
但是他并不气馁。
Because God has promised to him.
因为神向他应许。
In that statement we just read, the first Bible verse we read,
我们今天所读的第一段经文，
that was in 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 12 and 13, God said this.
在撒母耳记下第七章十二到十三节，神对大卫这么说：
I will set up thy seed after thee.
我要使你的后裔接续你的位。
I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name.
我必坚定他的国，他必为我的名建造殿宇。
And I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
我必坚定他的国位直到永远。
So although on one hand God denied his request to build a house, but on the other hand God promised him that your son will do this house for me.
虽然一方面神不让他为他建殿，但另外一方面神又答应说你的儿子会为我建殿。
But in this promise to David has two meanings.
这个神对大卫的应许有两个意思。
On the surface, you will see this promise is concerning his son.
在表面上你会看到这个应许是关于他的儿子。
But referring to Solomon.
这是指的所罗门所说。
But there is a deeper meaning.
但它有更深的一层意思。
This deeper meaning you have to dig in order to find out. Otherwise, you just read from the surface, you don't see it.
这更深一层意思我们要很仔细的读才会发现，不然光表面上我们是没办法发现。
It's hidden.
这是隐藏的。
What is that promise?
这个隐藏的应许是什么呢？
Because on the surface, you read the statement,Solomon only fulfilled part of the promise.
因为在表面上我们看到所罗门他只达到了他的应许的一部分。
He will build a house. Yes, he did.
他造了殿。
Build a temple.
对，他造了为神造了殿。
He will sit on the King David's throne. He did.
他也坐在大卫的宝座上。
So those two promises fulfilled in Solomon.
这两个应许在所罗门身上得到成就。
But which promise missing?
但是哪一个应许没有成就呢？
Forever.
就是永远这件事情。
Right? The promise is that this person will sit on your throne forever.
这个应许是这个人会坐在你的宝位上直到永远。
So that promise never fulfilled by Solomon because he died later.
这个应许从来没有在所罗门身上应验，因为他后来就死了。
So there must be a person fulfill the whole promise.
这个为了要实现这整个的应许，一定会有另外一个人。
So that person is called in this statement your seed.
这个人呢，在这段经文就讲到说你的后裔。
God didn't say your son. He said your seed.
神没有讲说你的儿子，神是讲你的后裔。
So you will see our series from Genesis 1 all the way down until today, you will see this word, key word, seed being repeated over and over through generations.
所以我们可以看到从创世纪第一章一直到我们今天看到这个经节，我们这里讲到这个字后裔就是种子这个字。
It is reserved for one person only.
这是特指的某一个人所说的。
Who is he?
这个人是谁呢？
He's no other but Jesus Christ himself.
这个就是耶稣基督他自己。
So you will know that when God promised to King David that you will have a seed, will sit on your throne forever, God means his son, Lord Jesus.
所以当神对大卫应许说你的儿子会坐在永远的坐在你的宝座上面，他的应许是指的耶稣所说。
So this promise fulfilled twice.
他这个应许实践成就了两次。
First fulfilled in Solomon partially, and second it will fulfill in his son, God's son, Lord Jesus.
他首先在所罗门的身上有部分的成就，然后他在耶稣的身上会完全的成就。
So King Solomon in this sense represent in typology Christ himself.
所以所罗门王他在这件事情上他是耶稣的预表。
Got it? It's a type of Christ.
他是耶稣的预表。
Okay. NowWhen we come to this person, Solomon, his life was glorious and full of power and riches.
So we 看到所罗门的一生，他是充满的荣耀，充满的富足。
If you are talking about the prime, or I should put this, the epic of history, Israel history,
我们如果谈到以色列历史的高峰
you have to.Mention King Solomon.
我们必须要谈到所罗门。
His kingdom is the epic of the whole history of Israel.
他的国度在所有以色列是最达到最高峰的。
But, in order for me to share the subject, the vision of Solomon, I will cut this big subject into several small ones, easier to explain to you.
所以我要把所罗门的意象分成几个小部分，这比较容易交通。
We read this First King chapter 3, the dream.
我们刚读到列王记上第三章，他得到了一个意象。
We read it. I don't know whether you have discovered. Let me ask this question: How many things, when God said you can ask, how many things did Solomon ask for?
我们在那里没有看到，就是神那个所罗门他对神他所要的啊，跟神所应许的。
I will give this vision explanation.
我在这边解释这个所罗门的意象。
If King David is the person God said after my own heart,
如果大卫是说神所说符合神心意的人，
I want to paraphrase that, say this prayer of Solomon is after God's heart.
我也要讲说所罗门的他这个祷告呢，也是合神心意的祷告。
If you and I will learn prayer, the lesson of prayer,
我们如果能够从当学到祷告的这功课，
especially for our all young people here,
尤其我们在座的年轻人，
do you want to guess how old was Solomon at that time?
你们要不要猜猜所罗门那时候大概是几岁呢？
That's your homework.
这是你的功课。
How old was Solomon at this time?
你们看看所罗门他在做这个祷告那时候是几岁。
And he called himself, I am a child.
他在这边讲到自己是个幼童。
I am a little child.
我是个幼童。
So that time he cannot be an old man, right?
所以那时候他不可能是个老头子嘛。
He is very young.
他还是非常小的幼童。
And God appeared to him.
所以神向他显现。
In a dream.
在一个梦中。
Do you like this kind of dream?
你喜欢这种梦呢？
When I say sweet dream, I wish you tonight have this dream.
那我们说有个甜美的梦，我希望你们今天晚上也同样有这样甜美的梦。
God will ask you a question.
神会问你一个问题。
Ask, I will give it to you.
你祈求我就给你。
Think.
你们想想看。
What do you want to ask for?
你要跟神要什么呢？
Be careful, you will get what you ask for.
你们要小心，你们会照你们所要的得到。
Oh, I want a beautiful girlfriend.
啊，我想要一个漂亮的女朋友。
Oh, I want a handsome boyfriend.
我想要一个英俊潇洒的男朋友。
A good husband.
一个好的丈夫。
A good career.
一个好的事业。
A lot of money.
啊，很多的钱。
Be a president.
我要当总统。
Of a company.
啊，我要当官。我要当公司的总裁。
See, you can have a lot of wishes.
你可以有很多的愿望。
God asks you, what do you want?
那神问你要什么呢？
Here is a model for us.
这里这是我们一个很好的榜样。
He answered wisely.
他很智慧地回答了这个问题。
God said, I'm very glad.
神说我非常的高兴。
Did you see that statement? Which verse?
你们有没有看到那一段经文呢？第十节
Verse 10, right? Verse 10 said, It was pleasing in the sight of God that Solomon had asked this thing.
第十节，所罗门因为求这事，就蒙主喜悦。
Isn't that wonderful?
这是不是很可贵的事情呢？
Do you want to have an answer? God said, I'm very happy you asked this.
你们愿不愿意让神他能够喜悦你的答案呢？
So, how do I or you respond to God is a very important thing in our lifetime.
我们怎么样反应这神的应许，这在我们一生当中是非常重要的一个事情。
Because your answer reflects who you are.
因为你的反应， 你的答案呢反映出你的人是怎么样。
Agree?
他同意吗？
How you answer God's question, that will reflect exactly who you are.
你怎么样答复神的问题，这会反映出你到底是什么样的人。
He can ask for many things for himself.
他可以为自己求很多的事情。
And I believe God will give to him if he asked.
而且我也认为神会照他所求的给他。
But here, there is an answer. God was so pleased. You are wonderful.
但在这边这个答案，神是非常的喜悦。
Isn't that wonderful? So wonderful. God not only give what he wants and many bonuses.
他不但神很喜悦，所以神不但应允了他的要求，还给他更多他所没有求的。
Isn't that wonderful? If you ask one and he will give you ten.
这是不是你求一个他给你十个，不是很好的事情吗？
So that's what we need to learn.
这是我们需要学习的。
I want all of us here will learn this precious lesson.
我们希望我们在座所有的人都可以学到这个宝贵的教训。
What should we ask in front of God that will please God instead of please myself?
我们在神面前的祈求应该怎么样呢？我们是要取悦于神，还是取悦我们自己呢？
Do you want to know that?
你们想不想要知道呢？
If you do, then wake up.
如果你想要知道，那就请你清
醒，
稍微清醒。
If you don't, then you just pass out.
如果你不要知道，那你可能就昏睡。
This is the most precious thing.In the Bible,
这是在圣经里头最宝贵的一件事情。
The best thing you can do for yourself and for God,
这是你为自己为神所能够做的最好的一件事情。
All right, how many things he asked?
他为自己求了几件事情。
Let's go back to the word.
我们再看到第三章，列王记上第三章。
Verse 7,
第七节
O Lord my God, Thou hast made thy servant king in place of my father David.
耶和华我的神啊，如今你使仆人接续我父亲大卫作王。
I am but a little child.
但我是幼童。
I do not know how to go out or in, and thy servant is in the midst of thy people.Whom thou hast chosen, a great people who cannot be numbered or counted for multitude.
不知道应当怎样出入，仆人住在你所拣选的民中，这民多的不可胜数。
What kind of position he put himself in?
他把自己放在什么样的地位呢？
What kind of position he has at this juncture?
他在这时候他是什么样的地位呢？
King.
他是个王。
He is above everyone. He is king, the king for Israel.
他是所有以色列人当中的王。
If you are king, do you sit here today? Listen to this little preacher preach?
如果你是王，你今天会坐在这边听这个小传道人传道吗？
Well, do. You will not.
你不会来的。
Solomon, he is a king. He has all the power, privilege in his hand.
但是所罗门他是个王，他手中掌握了很大的权力。
What kind of position he took?
但他自己把自己放在什么样的地位呢？
Two. First, I am just a little child.
第一个，他讲我只是个幼童。
What does it mean? What does it mean? I am just a little child.
我只是个幼童，这件事情代表什么呢？
Do you think he is really a child?
你们认为他真的是个幼童吗？
Oh, he's not. He's an adult.
不是的，他已经成年。
But he took a position. I am but a little child.
但是他把自己放在一个幼童的地位。
So he confessed. You know, today we watch a little child here.
所以他自己承认，我们今天也看到很多的幼童在这边。
They have a unique characteristics.
他们都有很独特的个性。
What is that? They don't think they know everything, right?
他们不认为他们所有事情他们都知道。
They are willing to learn from teachers, parents.
他们愿意从老师、父母身上学习。
They have attitude of learning.
他们有一个学习的态度。
They don't brag about their knowledge or their well-being. No, no. They know they have nothing.
他们不为他们的知识催泪，因为他们知道他们不知道很多事情。
Although they are pretty independent, but you know, they still consider themselves they are learning.
虽然他们很有主见，可是他们也知道他们需要学习。
They need their parents. They need their teachers.That's their humble attitude.
他们需要父母，需要老师，他们有一个谦卑的态度。
So when we come to the Lord, our attitude has to be right.
所以我们来到主面前，我们态度必须要对。
Don't think highly of yourself.
不要把自己看得太过高。
Put yourself, humble yourself as a little child.
我们必须谦卑自己，像一个幼童一样。
That's the way.You will receive blessing from the Lord.
这是我们能够从神那边得到应许的。
That's number one. Number two. What else he took as his position?
第二个他自己站在什么样的地位呢？
Thy servant.
他站在一个仆人的地位。
He is a king. He is master of the land.
他是个王，而且他是掌管了大所有的地方。
But he didn't take that position.
但是他没有占这个地位。
He realized this privilege, high position, is only for one purpose.
因为他了解到这个高位只为了一个目的。
What is the purpose? To serve you.
就是为了要服侍神。
Brothers and sisters, do you know you are so privileged?
弟兄姐妹，你们知道你们是有何等的特权吗？
God has given you a position.
神给了你们一个特别的地位。
Usually when we get this position, we get it for granted.
通常我们得到这个地位，我们觉得理所当然。
This position may be a teacher, a student, or a big shot in the society, whatever.
这地位也许是个老师或者学生，或者是社会上有身份地位的人。
A lawyer, a doctor, whatever.
律师或者医生。
That's the position God assigned for you.
这是神给你的一个地位。
How do you use it?
但你怎么使用这个地位？
Solomon said, I'm a king, but this kingship is not for my enjoyment.
所罗门说我是个王，但这个王不是我自己的享受。
You put me in this position for one purpose.
你把我放在这个地位是为了一个目的。
Let's say it together. To serve God.
就是为了服侍神。
So I am your servant.
说我是你的仆人。
Whatever I receive from you, for one purpose, to serve you.
我所有从你领受就是为了要服侍你。
If you take this position,
如果你是用这个地位，
you will be blessed.
你会被得到祝福。
You will not waste this privilege God has given to you.
你不会浪费了神给你的这个特权。
Okay? And then he asked.
然后他
He puts himself in this low position and then he asks Lord.
然后他向神祈求。
You have granted me this huge responsibility.
你给我这么大的责任。
Under me there are millions of chosen people of God.
在我底下有百万的神的选民。
What should I do with them?
我怎么样管理他们呢？
How can I walk in, out?In front of them.
我怎么样知道怎么样出入呢?
This task is too big.
这个责任太大了。
So he asks how many things we will discover here.
所以他向神要了几样事情呢?
Here, the Chinese translation unfortunately doesn't tell too accurately.
在这边中文翻译很可惜就是没有很正确的 把这意思讲出来。
I spent a lot of time just struggle through the Chinese text and the English text.
我花了很多时间在这个中文跟英文的翻译这个上面。
I don't want to take you through step by step, but I want to come right to the point.
所以我要把这个我所看到的跟各位分享。
You need not only this paragraph here in 1 Kings chapter 3.
我们不但是要看到这个列王记上第三章这些经节。
You also need another paragraph in 2 Chronicles chapter 1 verse 11.
我们还要看到历代志下 第一章第十一节。
Right. So if you put those two texts together,
你们如果把这两段经文放在一起，
then you will see something.
然后你就会发现一件事情。
Alright. We read the 1 Kings chapter 3, this text. Now I want you to read with me to the 1st Chronicle, no, I'm sorry, 2nd Chronicle.
好，我们请大家看到历代志下第一章
Chapter 1 verse 11 to 12,
第十一到第十二节。
And God said to Solomon, because you had this in mind and did not ask for riches, wealth or honor or the life of those who hate you, nor have you even asked for long life, but you have asked for yourself wisdom and knowledge, that you may rule my people, over which I have made you king.
神对所罗门说，我已立你做我民的王，你既有这心意，并不求资财丰富尊荣，也不求灭绝那恨你之人的性命，又不求大寿数，只求智慧知识，好判断我的民。
Probably your Chinese text doesn't say knowledge, does it?
你的中文版本有没有讲到知识呢？
What's the Chinese? Aha, 智慧聪明。 But the English version says knowledge.
中文的版本没有讲到知识，是讲到聪明，但是英文是讲到知识。
OK, verse 12. Wisdom and knowledge have been granted to you, and I will give you riches, wealth, honor, all these fringe benefit.
所以第十二节讲到，我必赐你智慧聪明，也必赐你资财丰富尊荣，在你以前的列王都没有这样，在你以后也并没有这样的。
OK, you put these two texts together.
所以我们把这两段经文摆在一起。
And you can summarize how many things Solomon asked for.
我们可以归纳，所罗门到底祈求了几样事情。
Actually, he asked only one package.
实际上他只要了一样东西。
But in this package, there are three gifts.
那这样东西在里头呢，有三样礼物。
Okay? So, listen carefully.God gave him one package.
神给了他一份礼物。
And he opened out.
然后他打开。
There are three elements.
这里头有三件东西。
Key elements.
有三个很重要的东西。
Plus, whole bunch of, I just used the phrase, fringe benefits.
还有其他一些附带的好处。
We don't want to go into those fringe benefits. Let's focus on those three key items.
我们不要看那些附带的好处，我们看这三个主要的地方。
First, he asked for wisdom.
第一，他要智慧。
Second, he asked for something the Chinese text didn't really reflect it.
第二个，他要的这个在中文的版本没有真正的反映出来。
Chinese said 聪明。
中文说聪明。
How about English? How do you differentiate wisdom? Oh, Chinese said, 智慧。How about 聪明? You've stopped, huh? Intelligent, smart, huh? That doesn't reflect the real meaning what he is asking for.
在这里，智慧跟聪明这两个分别呢，他在这边并没有完全的翻译出来，他们中间的不同的地方。
Okay, let's go to the English text.
我们看到英文的字
，verse 9，
看第九节。
So give your servant an understanding heart to judge thy people.To discern between good and evil, for who is able to judge his great people of thine? And it was pleasing to God.
所以求你赐我智慧，可以判断你的民，能辨别是非，不然谁能判断这众多的民呢？
So the Chinese text in verse 9 says, give me wisdom, right? 智慧。
中文版本在第九节这边讲到，求你赐我智慧。
But English translate as understanding heart.
但是英文它的翻译就是一个明了的心。
So I go to the dictionary to check what does it mean? Why Chinese translate as wisdom, but the English text translate as understanding heart?
所以我就去翻字典，为什么中文翻译是智慧，但是英文翻译就是一个能够了解的心。
And I realize the Chinese text 智 actually the original text says hear, listen.
实际上这原文的字呢，它是智这个字呢，它是代表听。
The second word 慧 actually the original is heart.
所以这慧在原文呢，它是代表的心。
So Solomon was asking, "I please give me a hearing heart."
所罗门先生所要的是给我一颗聆听的心。
The English translation make amplify it say.Hearing heart simply means what? Understanding heart.
所以在英文翻译上面呢，这个智慧它就翻成一个明了的心。
Okay, so that's what he asking for because he said, "How can I discern your people?"
他在这边要我怎么样能够审判你的民呢
？You have such great people in front of me. How can I make a judge between right and wrong?
你在我面前有这么多的民，我怎么样能够判断他们的是非呢
？Everyone will come to me, tell me stories.
每个人都会跟我来讲他们自己的故事。
You know, the Jewish people, they are good storytellers.
你知道犹太人他们很会讲故事的。
Look at Hollywood, you then you know.
你看好莱坞你就知道。
Those famous movie stars, a lot of them, they really know how to give a show.
那些电影明星他们很知道怎么样去讲这些故事、
啊。A lot of them are Jewish.
很多他们很多这些电影明星都是犹太人。
And, all can tell me good stories, but how can I know this is real, that is fake?
他们都可以跟我讲了很好的故事，但我怎么知道这个是真的那个是假的
?Right? He has a famous case, too hallowed.Try to fight over a baby.
他有一个很有名的故事，就是两个妓女，他们为了争了一个儿子来争吵。
You all know the story.
你们都知道这个故事。
So he said, "Now let me do something fair to every one of you. I cannot tell who's who."
就所罗门说，那我现在来做一个公平的判断，因为我不知道你们到底谁对。
Servant, take a knife.
然后叫仆人拿刀来。
Let me cut this baby in half.
让我把这个小孩子砍成两半。
Each one has a share.
你们一人一半。
Isn't that smart?
这是不是很聪明呢
？And through this action, the truth will come out.
然后经过他这个判断了，那真的动机就会出来。
That is this listening heart.
这个就是一个聆听的心。
Okay. So that I can make judge. I can.Discern, this is the word, English word. Discern between good and evil.
所以我能够判断是非。
So this is what he asking for. Discernment.
这就是他跟神所要的一个分辨是非的心。
So you put this first King chapter 3, you will come with one thing he asked for. That's discernment.
所以在列王记上第三章我们看到他所要的一个就是一个辨别的心。
Right. And in this text of second chronicle, you will see he asks two things, wisdom and knowledge.
所以在历代志下第一章我们看到他又要求智慧。
So you put together.
还是智慧。
So put together, all together, three elements.
所以我们把它加起来总共有三件东西。
These three elements constitute Solomon's ministry.
这三件东西就组成了这个所罗门的这个执事。
Okay? If you want to be a good king,
如果你想要是一个好王
can really satisfy the will of God,
能够真正的满足了神的心意
In Solomon's lifetime, the only thing God asked for him is to build the house of God.
在所罗门的一生神所要求他做的一件事情就是为神建殿。
Because that's God's promise to his father, David.
因为这是神向他父亲大卫应许。
How can a person build the house of God without this package?
一个人他如果没有这些特质他怎么样为神建殿？
In other words, if you and I understand the house of God today, in today's sense, is not a building.
换句话说，我们知道，我们讲到神的殿，今天讲的不是一个建筑物。
In that day, referring to that building, right?
在那时候，这是代表就是那个建筑物。
His father prepared all the materials and he put all the people together, build it.
他父亲为他准备所有的建材，然后他召集了所有工人把这个殿建成。
That is a type.
但那是个预表。
That is not reality.
那不是实际。
Right? That temple was built and later on was burned down.
那个殿虽然建了，可是它后来也被烧毁。
And rebuild and torn down, right?
然后它重建，然后又被烧毁。
So the building is only a type.
所以这个建筑物它只是个预表。
There is a reality.
这里有一个实际。
Now, let me ask you, what is the reality?
那我问你，这个他所预表的实际是什么？
What is the reality of the house of God?
这个神的殿的实际是什么呢？
That is the church.
就是教会。
Right? We share that verse in Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
我们有看过这段经文，就是在提摩太书第一前书第一章第三第三章十六节。
So you will know the reality of the house of God is church.
所以我们知道神的殿的实际就是教会。
So now, if you and I are called to God, have a share in the work of the church, God's work.
所以你我被召聚在神的教会中有一份。
Okay. Then we need Solomon's package.
所以我们就需要所罗门的他这一件礼物。
If Solomon never asked for this, he can never build the house for God.
如果所罗门没有向神祈求这一件东西，他永远没办法为神建殿。
Because he made this prayer.For God, in front of God, God was so pleased because you asked the right thing.
因为他在神前面祈求了这件东西，所以神非常的喜悦。
So you can fulfill your calling.
所以你可以达到你的呼召。
Your life will be satisfied.
你的人生可以得到满足。
Follow me? So today, same principle, if...You and I has understanding what God's purpose is.
同样今天我们如果能够了解神的旨意在哪里。
If you and I have this passion to join with God to fulfill His purpose.
我们如果有这个热切心跟神合一来达到这个目标。
You need Solomon's request.
我们需要所罗门的这一所要求的这一件东西。
See that? So, this package which God, Solomon was asking is vital in today's God's purpose, in satisfying God's purpose.
所以我们知道所罗门所要求的这件东西呢是要达到神的目标，这是一个非常重要的东西。
So let's go one after the other. Today I can only touch number one.
所以我们今天一件一件的我们来看这个三件东西，我们今天只能看到第一样。
Very important to every one of us. So let's listen carefully.
所以我们请大家非常注意的听，这是非常的重要。
Three items. Number one,
三件东西，第一件。
In the beginning, when I prepared this text, I was struggling. Which one go first?
我在准备这个信息的时候，我不知道哪一件应该先说。
Then there is a verse. Lord will not allow my own imagination. There is a verse to show me which one go first.
但是经文里头有一段经文跟我讲应该哪一件先说。
Which one? Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7.
在箴言第四章第七节。
When I study that verse, everything is so clear.
当我看到那段经文，所有一切都非常明了。
Turn to Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7.
请大家翻到箴言第四章第七节。
Chinese text is very good in this translation.
中文的翻译在这边翻得很好。
But New American Standard, I don't know, make me get lost.
但是这个美国标准版的我翻译我看的就不太清楚。
You want to read your New American Standard? Or whoever has the text, read it aloud.
有美国标准版请人大声的念。
I don't get it.
我听不懂。
Alan, please.Okay. Beginning of wisdom is acquiring this wisdom. Got it? Yeah, nay, right? It's confusing. But I think this text, the new international version, put it right to the point.
所以这个国际标准版的中文翻得很好。
He said, wisdom is supreme.
他讲智慧为首
Therefore, get wisdom.
所以要得智慧
That's exactly the same as Chinese text. Wisdom is number one.
智慧是第一个
King James Version says, wisdom is principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. That's King James translation.
King James 的版本翻译也是差不多
So, then I...realize I have to put wisdom first.
所以我知道我必须要先讲到智慧。
So today my focus is on wisdom.
所以我今天我就要专门的我们集中来讲智慧。
What is wisdom?
智慧是什么?
Many people think must be some people very smart.
有很多人想这一定是很多这个聪明的人。
High IQ.
他的智商很高。
Among us, there are quite a few, I know.
我们当中有很多人
high IQ.
智商很高的。
Does it equal to what Bible says? Wisdom.
这是不是跟圣经里头讲到智慧是一样的事情?
What do you think?
你认为?
Is it, there's equivalent? You know. You are smart.
Yeah. 所以这是不一样的。
Wisdom in the Bible.Doesn't referring to you are very smart, you have high IQ, doesn't mean that at all.
经文里头智慧并不是讲到你很聪明或者是你智商很高。
Let's turn to James chapter 3, New Testament, James.
让我们请大家翻到雅各书第三章。
Chapter 3, verse 13 to 18.
雅各书第三章13到18节。
In the Bible, that show us there are two categories of wisdom.
在圣经里头，这边讲到智慧有两个不同的种类。
Two categories.
有两种。
Let's go from verse 13 down.
从第十三节。
I will read English text and my brother will read even verse in Chinese text. We finish this 18, verse 18.
我们用英文读单数节，中文读双数节。
Who among you is a wise and understanding? Let him show by the good behavior his deeds in the gentleness of wisdom.
你们心里若怀着苦读的嫉妒和纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎话，抵挡真道。
This wisdom is not that which comes down from above, but is earthly, natural, demonic.
在何处有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事。
But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy.
并且使人和平的是用和平所栽种的义果。
Okay, tell me, which two categories in the Bible show us wisdom has?
请大家看这个圣经里头讲到智慧有哪两种。
The wisdom from above and the wisdom of the earth.
有从上头来的智慧，又有属地的智慧。
Okay. If you read this text carefully, you can find James told us in each category, sevencharacteristics you can discern, which is what?
在这段经文，雅各跟我们讲，这两种智慧都有七个不同的特质，我们可以来分辨。
Seven characteristics for the heavenly wisdoms, also the same, seven characteristics of earthly wisdom.
所以在属天的智慧有七样特质，属地的智慧也有七样特质。
That's your homework. I don't want to dwell on it.
这是你们的功课，我就不要多说了。
If you really want to find the right wisdom, study this paragraph very carefully.
如果你们要找到真正的智慧，请你们好好的读这一段经文。
I guarantee you, you cannot find in University of Stanford or Harvard. You cannot find it.
我保证在斯坦福或者是哈佛大学，你找不到这样的注解。
No, this kind of wisdom.
这样的智慧。
Right. This wisdom.Bible is talking about is from above.
这个我们圣经讲到的智慧是从上头来。
Neither Yale.
也不是耶鲁大学。
Okay. My point is, wisdom is supreme.
所以我的意思是智慧是为首的。
You have to have it.
必须要得到智慧。
If you don't have it,Get it.
你如果没有，你就必须要得到智慧。
You know, the second thing in Proverbs 4:7 we just read.
在箴言第四章我们刚刚念的。
Another thing you have to have is understanding, right? Understanding.
另外一个事情我们必须要有的就是一个了解。
Listen, get it.
你必须要明白。
But with what kind of attitude?
但是我们用什么样的态度呢
？Solomon said，
所罗门他说
，Though it cost all you have, get it，
在你一切所得之内必得聪明。
No, Chinese doesn't go right。
中文翻译不对。
小字，
小字对。
Look at the small text、
用你一切所得的去换聪明。
That's right。That's a better text。
这一段小字是比较好的翻译。
In other words, God tried to show us, do you want to get wisdom? Do you want to get discernment or understanding?
所以神在那边问我们，我们是不是想要得到智慧，我们想要得到分辨是非的能力呢？
If you do, God said, pay any price for it.
如果你想要得到神说你要付出所有一切的代价。
Think about it. This is most costly in your lifetime you can buy. That's wisdom and understanding.
所以在你一生当中这是你所能够得到一个最昂贵的一样东西。
If you study Proverbs carefully, you said it's better than jewelry.
所以你看箴言，这是比珠宝更好。
Better than gold，
这比黄金更好。
Better than anything in the world you can find，
这比世上一切你所能找到的东西更好。
Wisdom is supreme，
智慧为首。
Do you want？
你们想不想要？
Do you？ Now you are so reluctant。
那你们现在好像不太 不太愿意。
Because I told you it cost you everything.
因为我跟你讲，你要用一切所得去换。
But I let me tell you, worth it.
但是我跟你讲，这是值得。
You will never regret.
你绝对不会后悔。
Pay everything for wisdom.
用你一切所得来得到智慧。
Then you ask me, and let me know exactly what do you mean by wisdom.
那我就问了，你到底智慧是讲到什么呢？
If wisdom doesn't refer how smart I am, how high my IQ is,
如果智慧不是说我多么聪明，我的智商多高，那到底是什么？
And what do you mean by wisdom in the Bible, from above?
那这个属天的智慧到底是什么样呢？
Let's turn to chapter 8 of Proverbs.
让我们翻到箴言第八章。
Chapter 8, verse 11 and 12.
第八章第十一到第十二节。
Chinese text first and then English second.
因为智慧比珍珠更美，一切可喜爱的都不足于比较。我智慧以灵明为居所，又寻的知识和谋略。
Okay, the English text, let's read together New American Standard. For wisdom is better than jewels, and all desirable things cannot compare with her. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and I find knowledge and discretion. In this text, if you go on, read the whole paragraph.
在这段经文，你如果继续读下去
，you will find out suddenly, yeah, because the whole book of Proverbs, actually, Solomon tried to reveal the secret of his life.
因为在这个箴言这本书里头呢，所罗门要想要向显示他一生当中的秘密。
Because there is a name for this book called the Proverbs, is also a book of.
箴言它又称智慧书。
So Solomon received the greatest wisdom ever in human history.
所罗门是有史以来得到的最有智慧的一个人。
Right, Bible call him that.
圣经里是这么说。
So now he tried to reveal the secret of wisdom.
所以他想要向我们显示这个智慧的秘密。
He used the whole book.31 chapters.
他用箴言三十一章来说明这个。
When you come to this chapter 8, you will find out when he talk about this wisdom.
所以我们来到第八章，你看到他怎么样讲智慧。
In the first seven chapters, he talk about wisdom is something. Is something thing.
在前七章，他讲的智慧像是一个东西
，right?You want to get? I want. Give me this wisdom. Something I can get.
他讲到这个智慧，好像是个东西我们可以得到的。
But that's the wrong impression.
但是这不是一个很好的比喻。
When you come to this chapter, chapter 8,
当我们来到第八章
he said, wisdom is better than jewels.
因为他讲到智慧比珍珠更美。
Wisdom is better than all desirable things cannot compare with her.
一切可喜爱的都不足以比较。
Here, suddenly, you see, pronoun. Her.
所以你们在那边看到这个代名词，她。
And then following said, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and I find knowledge and discretion.
接着他又讲到我智慧以灵明为居所又寻的知识和谋略
This suddenly give us a hint.
所以他这边给我们一个提示
Wisdom is not a thing.
所以智慧不是一样东西
Nothing can compare to her.
这个东西我们不能用它来讲
Suddenly you realize although it's not that clear but you can get something here.
所以虽然它这不是一个很明确但是我们可以隐约的体会到
The wisdom from above is not a thing, it's a person.
这从上而来的智慧这不是一样东西是一个人。
Got it? It is not a thing you can get, it is a person you have to get.
这不是一个你可以得到的东西，而是你必须要得到的一个人。
God differentiate the worldly wisdom and the heavenly wisdom.
这就分辨出来属天跟属地的智慧。
The earthly wisdom is deposited in everyone's brain, IQ.
属地的智慧是在每一个人的脑海里，你们的智商。
Like Einstein.
就像爱因斯坦。
Right? Genius.
他是个天才。
Mozart.Genius.
莫扎特他是个天才。
You read their articles, come, you say, wow, how can be so smart? Why am I like him?
你看他们文章，你可以发现他们是那么的聪明，你想为什么不能像他们那样的聪明呢？
But, too bad, you don't get it. I don't get it. I'm not that smart. I'm not genius.
但很可惜，我们不是天才，我们没办法了解他们所写。
Only those few...Lucky ones receive that kind of genius.
就那少数的人，他们才能够得到这种天分。
Here talking about heavenly wisdom.
但这边讲到属天的智慧。
That's not natural born.
这不是天生的。
It is not something from this earth.
这不是从地来的。
It's strictly from above.
这是完全是从上头来。
And it is a person.
这是一个人。
It will be given to those who ask for it.
这会给所有祈求的人。
It will be given to those who seek for it.
这会给所有的寻求他的人。
It will be given to those who are willing to pay the higher price to get it.
这会给那些所有愿意花出极高代价的人。
It's a person.
这是一个人。
Yesterday we had a wedding here.
昨天我们在这边举行了一场婚礼。
Oh, when she walked in, she cried. He cried too.
当新娘走进来的时候，新娘在哭，那新郎也在哭。
And her mother cried too.
她的母亲也哭。
Only father didn't cry.
只有父亲没有哭。
Exciting moment.
这是个很值得兴奋的一刻。
For this moment, many people wait, wait, wait. Her mother said, not this year, next year.
这个为了这一刻，他们一直在等。他母亲能说不是今年不行，要明年。
Good thing worth waiting for。
这个好的事情是值得等待。
So be patient。
所以你们要耐心的等。
Wait。
你们要等。
This the most the best treasuring in the whole universe. God said, "I will give it to you."
这个在天地之间最宝贵的东西，神说我要给你。
Do you want it?
要不要呢?
Are you willing to pay for it?
你愿不愿付出代价呢?
So, here, let's go to another chapter.
那我们再看另外一章。
Chapter 24.
箴言第二十四章
Verse 3
第三节
What is this for? If this is so precious, wisdom is so great, what is that for?
如果智慧是这么好，到底是拿来做什么用处呢？
Right. Why do I pay such a high price? For what purpose?
为什么要付出这么大的代价？是为了什么原因？
Here Solomon tried to tell us.
在这边所罗门也要跟我们讲。
Have you got it?Chapter 24, verse 3.
箴言二十四篇第三节
Chinese.
房屋因智慧建造又因聪明立稳
English. By wisdom, a house is built. By understanding, it is established. So what is the purpose for wisdom?
所以智慧的目的是什么呢?
A house will be built.
这是一个房子要被建造
Okay. Look very, very carefully.When God give us this gift of wisdom,
所以我们要大家非常小心的看，当神给我们这个智慧
，not for your personal gain, personal enjoyment, no, no, no,
并不是为我们个人的利益给我们
，it's only for one thing and one thing only,
只是为了这唯一的一件事情。
What is that?
是什么呢？
By wisdom, a house is built.
房屋因智慧建造。
所以 So the wisdom is given for a very unique house.
所以这个智慧呢，是给了这一个非常独特的一个房子。
What is the house?
这个房子是什么
？Let's turn to another Bible.
让我们再翻到另外一个经文。
Exodus chapter 3, chapter 31, verse 2 and 3.
出埃及记三十一章第二到第三节。
Exodus chapter 31, verse 2 and 3.
出埃及记三十一章第二到第三节。
First building project in the Old Testament.
这在旧约当中第一个建筑的。
God asked their people to build this house.
神要他的子民为他建这个房子。
Let's read the Chinese text first.
看哪，犹大支派中户尔的孙子乌利的儿子比撒列，我已经提他的名招他，我也以我的灵充满了他，使他有智慧，有聪明，有知识，能做各样的工。
English text. See, I have called by name of Israel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with, let's read together, the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and all kinds of craftsmanship. This was given right before they built what? The tabernacle.
这是他们造会幕以前所讲的一段话。
That was the first building project God's children participated.
这是神的子民所做的第一件的这个建筑工事。
God has given people three things.
神给了人三样东西。
The spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding,And the spirit of knowledge.
他给了智慧的灵、聪明的灵，还有知识的灵。
For them to brag about, see how smart I am?
给他们有吹嘘吗
？No,
不是。
For them to have given more degree PhDs,
给他们这个博士学位吗
？No,
也不是。
For what?
为了什么呢
Build a building.
他们建造这个建筑物。
The first building in typology is a tabernacle.
这个在预表中的第一个建筑物就是会幕。
The second building is now the Solomon going to participate.
第二个建筑物就是现在所罗门所要建造的。
The temple.
就是神的殿。
And built twice.
这个殿被建了两次。
Right? Now, you and I are called to the real thing.
现在你我被呼召来建造这个真的事。
So, from the beginning, the building project began. God gave them wisdom, understanding, knowledge.
在神要他们建筑这个会幕以前，他就给他们智慧、聪明跟知识。
For us today, God is building His building. I will build my church, which.Chapter in the Bible with this phrase, I will build my church on this foundation.
在圣经哪一段经文讲说我要在这一个根基上建筑我的教会呢？
Matthew 16,
马太第十六章。
This is the greatest proclamation by Jesus to his disciple. I will build my church.
这个是耶稣对他的门徒所做的最大的宣称，就是我要建造我的教会。
On this foundation,
在这个根基上面
，the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
阴间的权势也不能战胜它。
So why Jesus has such full confidence that I will build something, the gate of hell will not prevail against it? How can he have such assurance?
这个耶稣为什么他能够保证说阴间的权柄也无法胜过他呢
？Tabernacle was built and now it was gone.
会幕被建造，他也就没有了。
Temple of God was built and was gone.
神的殿被建造也毁灭了。
Many 2,000 years in the history, many churches was built.
在2000年以来，很多的教会被新建。
Still gone.
他们也不见了。
Buildings are gone. People are gone.
建筑物跟人都不见了。
Where is this proof the gates of hell, Hades will not prevail against it.
这怎么证明阴间的权柄无法胜过它呢？
Do you have that question?
你们有没有这个问题呢？常常我有这个问题。
I've been preaching for many years.
我已经做传道人许多年。
Many times I was totally discouraged.
有很多时候我很气馁。
Really tell you the truth.
真的说实话。
I preach, 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 and but see nothing.
我一直传道，但是我没有看到效果。
Why we are so sit behind?
为什么我们都还是
sit behind? Sit behind. We become watcher.
我们就在那边袖手旁观。
Why so little few people really participate in God's building project?
为什么这么少人真正的来参加神的这个建筑计划呢？
I do not mean build this building, no.
我并不是指的建筑这个建筑物来说。
I'm talking about the church.
我是讲到教会。
Because we never ask.
因为我们没有祈求。
We never ask, made the prayer like Solomon, ask the right thing.
因为我们没有像所罗门这样祈求得到所这个对的这个东西
，include myself，
包括我自己。
We ask wrong thing，
我们要了不对的东西。
We only ask for healing when I'm sick，
我们在生病时候，我们只要治疗。
Well, we ask for jobs when we're out of job，
我们失业的时候，我们只祈求得到工作。
We ask things we need personally，
我们只祈求我们需要我们个人需要的东西。
No wonder，
这也难怪。
We don't see any real work from God.
我们没有办法看到真正从神那边来的工作。
Because if you want to have this portion in God's project, you need what Solomon get.
我们如果要在神的这个建筑计划中有份，我们就要必须要有所罗门所得到的。
So now, so far, we know first what is wisdom.
现在我们知道我们刚刚看了什么是智慧。
Wisdom is a person from above.
智慧是从上而来的一个人。
What is the purpose of wisdom?
智慧的目的是什么？
To build the house of God.
是来建造神的家。
And how can we treat or how can weLet me put it this way. How can we relate to him?
那我们怎么样跟他联系呢？
I build a relationship with him.
我们怎么样跟他有一个这个关系呢？
Chapter 3, Proverbs.
我们看到箴言第三章。
I'm sorry. We have to.No, in New Testament sense, what does it mean, a person?
我们先看到在新约里头，我们讲到一个人，这是代表什么意思呢？
Let's turn to this verse.
Colossians.
No, this is not what I'm talking about. Corinthians.
讲到这个哥林多前书。
The Corinthians has this statement.
哥林多前书讲到
Christ is our wisdom.
他讲到
Right.
哥林多前书第一章第三十节
Chapter 1 verse 30 But by his doing you are in Christ Jesus who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness sanctification and redemption
但你们在基督耶稣里是本乎神神又使他成为我们的智慧公义圣洁救赎
Here, a very direct statement says, God made Jesus Christ become our wisdom.
在这边讲得很清楚，神使得耶稣基督成为我们的智慧。
And also in Matthew chapter 12, verse 42.
同样在马太福音第十二章四十二节讲到。
Behold, something greater than Solomon is.
你们看啊，这里有一个人比所罗门更大。
So Matthew tried to make a statement. Behold, now there's someone is greater, even more wisdom than Solomon.
所以，所罗门在这边，所以马太这边讲到，这边有一个人比所罗门更有智慧。
So the answer is, Lord Jesus is this heavenly wisdom.
所以这个答案就是，耶稣基督就是这个属天的智慧。
OK. So in a sense, do you have Jesus in you? Every Christian answer this.
所以每个基督徒都回答过这个问题，我们里头有没有耶稣基督呢？
The answer is yes.
答案是是的。
It's for sure.
是肯定的。
Okay. Then, this treasure is already moved from heaven to where? This treasure.
所以这个宝贝已经从天上移到了哪里呢？
Every one of us.
我们每一个人。
But how come I don't feel it? I don't see it.
那为什么我没有办法感觉，我看不到呢？
Listen to what Jesus said.
我们听耶稣怎么说。
Seek.
你们要寻求。
Ask.
你们要祈求。
What's the third verb?
你们要叩门。
Knock. See? Treasure is in. But there's a Chinese phrase that you take a golden bowl and still begging.
Oh.这个财宝，这个有一个中文的成语讲，是你拿一个金碗去乞讨，
乞讨，你听得懂听不懂？乞讨，
去要饭。
That's right. Many of us still begging like a beggar, but in your hand, you are taking a golden bowl.
我们很多人手里拿着一个金做的碗去要饭。
You still think you are poor.
你还认为你是很贫穷。
But you are holding the highest treasure in the universe.
但是你手上握的是宇宙间最宝贵的东西。
See? You don't know what you get.
你不知道你得到的是什么。
So today I want to point to you that on the day you believe Jesus, you accept him as your personal savior.
所以我今天想要跟各位讲，是当我们接受主耶稣的那一日起，我们就得到这个宝贝。
God has already deposited in you the best treasure in the whole universe.
神已经把宇宙间最宝贝的东西给了我们。
With this treasure, God is going to build his house.
用这个宝贝，神要来建造他的家。
That's what God is doing right now.In you and in among all of us.
这就是神在你我身上所做的这件事情。
But whether this project can be fulfilled through you and me,
但是这个工作到底能不能经过你我来完成呢？
Hinges on one thing.
这关键在一样事情。
How do you handle this treasure?
我们怎么样来处理这一个宝贝？
If you mistreat it,Then you miss the whole thing.
如果你滥用这个宝贝，那你就没有达到这个目的。
If you pursue it with all your heart, all your strength, then you will get it.
如果你用全心全意来追求它，然后你就会得到。
Get wisdom.
你们要得智慧。
Which means pay everything, find it out. We are in the discovery journal.
这表示我们要不顾一切代价，我们必须要得到，我们要发现的。
I don't know how much more I can say, but I think I hit the point now.
我不知道我还能够再。
Otherwise, everybody will just fainted.
我再讲下去，大家就要昏倒了。
I hope today you will know you have been given by God the treasure in you.
我希望大家知道你们今天神已经在你们身上给了你们
这个宝贝。That treasure is not for your personal enjoyment.
这个宝贝不是给你们自己的利益。
That treasure was given because of the building project God is building, managing.
这宝贝给我们是为了神的建筑计划。
Discover it.
我们要发现。
Work with it.
我们要使用它。
Until it's done.
直到这个工作成就。
You need to do three things.
但我们必须要做三件事情。
Seek.
我们必须要寻找。
Ask.
我们要祈求。我们要叩门。
No word. Let's do it again. Ask.
祈求。
No. Seek.
寻找。
Ask.
祈求。
Knock.
我们要叩门。
Then you will find it.
然后你们就会找到。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, you are the only true wise God.
主啊，你是唯一的智慧之神。
Your wisdom surpasses anything in the universe.
你的智慧超过宇宙万事万物。
How can we fathom your wisdom?
我们怎么能够明了你的智慧呢？
Your way is higher than our ways.
你的道路高过我们的道路。
But somehow, you have given all these mystery, this wisdom in us.
但是你还是把这样的智慧放在我们当中。
Through your Son, our Lord Jesus.
经过你的儿子主耶稣基督。
But we are so blind.
但是我们是那么的瞎了眼。
Lord, we pray that we will be like Solomon.
主啊，我们祈求我们能够像所罗门一样。
We will make a right prayer.
我们能够做正确的祈祷。
That we will ask the right thing.
我们能够祈求对的东西。
So that your purpose can be fulfilled in our lives.
所以你能够在我们的身上达到您的旨意。
So be it, Lord.
主啊，求你的旨意在我们身上成就。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们是奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。